to me, I knew the war is going to happen.
Hello, sir. Good afternoon. I'm Lawrence Alex Bayo. It's nice having you here. I would like to ask you if you can introduce yourself to me.
Refugee
Radio
Pakistan.
This
is
our
perspective.
Tell me now what you are up to. Tell me now what you are aiming. Tell me now what is your goal.
Okay, nice to meet you. My name is Victor Ogbebo. I'm from Nigeria. I have been to Ukraine, and when the war in Ukraine happened, then I moved down to Germany. So I've been here for a year plus, and I find this country okay. It's good.
That is good. Can you tell me, Mr. Victor, what was your first strange experience when you arrive in Germany, or something sound embarrassing to you?
Thank you for giving me this opportunity to speak about my strange experience. It's strange to me, and at the same time, I find the experience worst to humanity. I would say that, you know, before coming down to Germany, I hear about Germany and all about human rights is all over the world because we are in the 21st century. But coming down to Germany, I still find it funny and strange that people treat other people with their skin, the color of their skin. And to a human, that's not right. It's illegal for any human being to do that. And when I find that kind of experience here in Germany, I got used to it. Because the racist and everything is everywhere here in Germany. Though some people are not like that, but you can't use a book to judge its cover or use one person to judge everyone. So up till today, I still find that experience very strange to me.
Tell me now what you are up to. Tell me now what you are aiming. Tell me now what is
your... Can you describe yourself in three words?
Myself in three words. Yes, I will say my three words is I'm outgoing person, honest, and I believe in smartness over hard work.
Tell me now what you are up to. Tell me now what you are aiming. Tell me now what is your...
Why is honesty so important to you? And can you give me an example when you could have lied but you didn't?
Yeah, I believe honesty is very important in life, you know. In everything we do, we want to work with honest people. People who can tell us the truth. And that's what I believe life should be all about. Yes, I have been in so many, I would say, situations or moments in life where I could lie to someone to gain what I want. But I prefer to say the truth because that's who I am. I believe if it's something I'm going to gain from, I could lie. But sometimes when we lie, we lose a lot. But when we are being honest, we gain the trust and we gain a lot from that person. So to me, I believe everyone should be honest. Even if you are not 100% honest, at least 80% you should be honest. It's better you have a good name than a bad name. If someone knows you as an honest person, it will take you far. And it will give you more connections and more opportunities for you to meet more people in life. That was my own belief towards honesty.
Can I ask you, have you ever lied before?
Yes, every human being, we all lie one or two ways.
Okay.
Tell me now what you are up to. Tell me now what you are aiming. Tell me now what is...
You came from Ukraine, right?
Yes.
What did you do in Ukraine?
Yes, when I was in Ukraine, I was about starting my university education in Ukraine.
Mm-hmm.
I got here. In less than a month, mm-hmm. The war happened too. Unfortunately, I was not able
to start anything in Ukraine. Not even my studies, not even the language or whatever.
Mm. How did you experience the wake of the war?
The war was very sad it happened, but to me, I knew the war is going to happen. Even before I took my plane down to Ukraine, I was speaking with my friend on that fateful day before I boarded my flight to Ukraine. I could remember I was telling him, I know this war is going to happen. He was like, are you a prophet? How do you know this war is going to happen? I said, by the look of things, I believe Russia is not joking. I know it's going to happen, but I'm coming to Ukraine because already I've spent a lot of money on this visa for my education and everything. So there's no way I'm going to let that go. And also I know that whatever happens, I'm not going to die in that war. Yes.
You have a strong belief.
Yes, I believe it's not yet time for me to leave this earth. In Ukraine, I experienced a lot of challenges, like when the war happened, I was not able to sleep at home. Me, my friends, and the people were living together. We went down to sleep at the train station. We were looking for safety, shelter, where we could save and live there. It was difficult, you know, living in the train station for 3 nights, sleeping in the cold. It was really hard on humanity.
Could you imagine? During the time this war was really going on in Ukraine, I was at the train station in Kharkov. A lot of people are busy thinking of, how am I going to leave this country? How am I going to leave this dangerous zone? I saw a woman stealing a phone. People were charging phone. A woman came and stole 2 phones. In front of me, people ran down to her and took the phone. Some people was about to beat this woman. Some people was like, leave this woman. And I could remember this woman should be like close to 50 years old. So what came to my mind was like, why? A lot of people are thinking of their own safety, their own life. You are here busy. It was really kind of funny that some people, they don't really value their life.
Tell me now what you are up to. Tell me now what you are aiming. Tell me now what is your...
The war broke out February 24th on Thursday morning, and it took me 5 days before I was able to get a train. It was difficult at the starting to get a train, especially when you are foreign and living in Ukraine. I could remember a lot of train was coming, and the soldiers around would say, this train is just for the women and for children. That's why it took me 5 days. On the last day, a lot of train came. They took both men, young people, and it was getting, I would say, to a protest, violent, because we, the foreigners, we decided if we are not going to get a train to leave Ukraine, then no one is going into this train. It got to that extent where we were willing and ready to fight with the soldiers. Because we could see they are taking girls, they are taking women. Sometimes these trains are free trains. There are more seats and there are more space for human beings, for the foreigners to stay, but they refuse. So after a lot of delegation, a lot of talk, getting to a result of protest, violence and everything, the soldiers, they finally allowed us to enter the train. But fortunately, I stood in that train for over 12 hours because there was no seats and no space for me to sit down. The train was filled up. There's no space for you to even sit at the floor. There was nowhere. Everybody was just in fear and anxious of what's going to happen. So after like 12 hours, finally we arrived to Poland. But getting to Poland, I spent 5 days in Poland. Poland, the laws then was not clear about the war, the crisis, and how they are going to tackle the situation with Ukraine. Because a lot of Ukraine flew from their country to Poland before coming to Germany or to any other European countries. But when I was in Poland, I could feel this is not where I should be. Deep down inside my heart, I know that Poland, no, I don't like this country and I don't want to live here. Then a friend of mine called me and said, okay, let's go to Germany, since it's the biggest country in Europe. So we decided and we talked about it. Then we take a train, we came to Germany. And that's how I found myself here in Germany. For me, I would say I came to Germany because I believe in Germany there are more opportunities for me. And I believe in Germany I could achieve more than it is in Poland or in any other country in Europe. So I'm here to see what I could do and what I can achieve.
Tell me now what you are up to. Tell me now what you are aiming. Tell me now what is...
What did you expect to find here and how was it in reality?
Here in Germany?
Yeah.
Oh. Yes, what I was expecting to find here in Germany, like... First, when I got to Germany, I would say it was a bit sad for me because I feel being oppressed or being racist due to I'm from Africa or I'm a foreigner living in Ukraine. Because when we came to Ukraine, the EU passed a law which was governing the whole European countries that refugees from Ukraine should and are allowed to live anywhere they want in EU. So, getting to the office, the Auslander, the foreign office here in Germany, to do my documentations, to inform them that I'm from Ukraine. But I was told that I'm not a Ukrainian. But also, I'm a refugee from Ukraine. I was living in Ukraine when the war happened. And everyone from that country should be considered as a refugee, irrespective if you are a third country nationality or whatsoever. Then we got here. It took me over 8 months. I don't know what I was doing. I was just in this country, moving from one place to another. I was not allowed to work. I was not allowed to school. I don't even have any document. I could say this is a document for me to live here. From one house to another, from one camp to another. It was really difficult because this was not what I was expecting. Because the German, they made the law that everyone are allowed to live here. But why is it favoring only the Ukrainians? And we had to do a lot of demonstration, a lot of protest. But by the grace of God, I was able to get a document to school and to live here. But I was not expecting this from Germany because if you check the numbers of foreigners that came with the Ukrainians to this country, it's just like we are like 5% of this refugee. So why can't you give this 5% who are foreigners a document to live here for a period of time before they can figure out what they can do next? Do you think it's easy for you to spend a huge amount of money to go and school abroad and at the end a war happened? Then we come to Germany, you tell us to go and seek asylum, or without asylum we have to go back to our country? That was very unfair. And as I'm speaking to you, a lot of people I know from Ukraine, from Nigeria, from different countries, mostly African countries, they don't have any documents. A lot of them are being forced into asylum. And as I speak to you, they already have rejection papers of being deported back to their country. And it's against the human rights, against the EU, UN rights. Every human being have the right to live anywhere they find themselves on earth. You can't deprive human being of freedom of movement and to live in some way.
Tell me now what you are up to. Tell me now what you are aiming. Tell me now what is
your... Now you have your documents here in Germany. You can live and you can work, you can go to school. Then how do you see yourself in a few years?
I always have this dream from a kid to become an IT personnel. Even if not a web developer, not a person that repairs a computer or someone who creates websites, but I want to find myself into IT. That has been my passion from small. I've been here for some time. I have my documents. I'm currently doing the language. And after the language, next year, I plan to develop myself into this field of IT. It's either by doing an hospital or doing a one-year program into web developing or whatever. So in the few years from now, I see myself maybe as a developer or an IT personnel. Then I see myself as someone getting married, starting my family. And most especially, I'm the kind of person I love to travel. I like to see around the world. So I believe the next years from now of my life is going to be great. It's going to be bright.
Tell me now, what you are up to. Tell me now what you are aiming. Tell me now what is your...
Yeah, the last thing that I will ask you is if there is anything in addition you would like to tell me, maybe there is something that I did not ask you that you would like to add to what you said.
I would like to use this opportunity to pass a message to the public and mostly to the German government. You see, this case of people coming to this country, what I find very disgusting in this country. You see, people coming to this country to seek asylum. And at the end of the day, the government will ask you a question, why did you leave your country? Why are you here? That question should be changed. It should be, how did you get here? They should think about your process of getting here, the risk you took to get here. It's not easy for you to pass through Libya, to survive in Libya, pass through the ocean and get to Europe. And at the end, you get to Europe, the government, they are trying to frustrate you more and more. Life is too short, and we human beings, we don't need this stress. I think this whole asylum issue of you going back to your country, you being deported, should be stopped. No matter what, even if you don't give them the right to work or to do whatever, that deportation should be stopped, no matter what. That's what I have to say.
Refugee
Radio
Pakistan.
This
is
our
perspective.
Tell me now what you are up to. Tell me now what you are aiming. Tell me now what is your goal.